Are you ready for 60 bone-crunching minutes of inside info and expert analysis? It's the fantasy football coverage real handicappers crave. Packed with stats without going into sudden death overtime. So get off the sideline and get into the game. There's no stopping the Power Hour.
Welcome to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com, your premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. How's life, guys?
Doing great.
Oh, I can't complain, man.
There you go. Steelers got a win in the first preseason game. You feel good about Dennis Dixon as your backup quarterback?
I like Dennis Dixon. I think he did some good things. I'm not sure we're ready to get rid of Charlie Batch just yet. He has 1 year left on his contract. I'd like to see him stay at least one more year and just kind of groom Dennis Dixon a little bit more and bring him along.
Always liked Dennis Dixon back in the day at Oregon. Now, Rick, your Tar Heels, they lost a lot at wide receiver. Everybody seems to still be hyping them up. Do you see a big season in line, your Tar Heels?
It's a unique situation there. They've got their defense back almost intact. So, you know, it's always been a high-powered offense with the defense kind of trailing behind. This year looks like it's probably going to turn around and be the other way. The defense is going to have to lead the way this year.
Could be interesting. We'll get his official pick later in the show. All right, for today we're going to talk about the preseason, what happened in week one. We're going to go over all the QB battles with Cleveland, the Jets, the Lions, the Bucks, and all around the league. And there's some guy named Michael Vick and some guy named Brett Favre. I think they did something. I don't know. I hadn't heard much about it, but we'll try to cover that a little bit. And with our pro fantasy preview, we're going to go over running backs today. You know, you got to start first and foremost with running backs, so we'll go over our top list. We'll talk about the curse of 370 and some sleepers to keep an eye on, some rookies, all those kinds of things. And then we'll dip over to college. We'll go with quarterbacks. You got to start with quarterbacks first and foremost, those high-powered offenses all around the country. And who's number one? We'll look at our top 10. But, you know, on to more important things, our babe bracket. You know, that's the most important thing. We got to talk about those beautiful women. And, you know, we'll break it up into four divisions. We'll have actresses, musicians, athletes, and an all-time greats list. We'll knock out the number one seeds today, and then we'll have the bracket ready for you next week. And I'm off to a hot start in the preseason, 5-2, 70% so far. Keep in mind those are all free. I'll have more free picks for you to go at the end of the show. And we'll have some prop bets, some team win totals for you. So it'll be a great show. We're looking forward to it. Now, we want your opinion. Email radio@sportsoverload.com if you have any info you want to add in, any Bay Bracket votes, any picks you like, hate, fantasy advice, questions, anything you want to say, add it in there. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. We'll be back in just a minute. We'll start with preseason analysis.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire's surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high-gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains.
Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your leaf guard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the leaf guard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for leaf guard.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. Now, keep in mind, all your opinions, email them to radio@sportsoverload.com or twitter.com/sportsoverload. Email all your opinions there, questions, comments, anything you got for us. Now, first up, preseason, quarterback battles all over the place. Let's start with Cleveland. Brady Quinn or Derek Anderson?
I'll go Brady Quinn there. I think the Browns have seen enough of Derek Anderson over the past couple of seasons. And Brady Quinn is the guy that they drafted in the first round, and they're paying him the big bucks. And, you know, myself as a Steeler fan, I want to see Brady Quinn out there. I want the Steelers to be able to take some shots at him. I think he's a guy that's learning. I think in due time he will be able to run that offense, you know, over the next couple of seasons. But right now he's green, and I think he's ready for the picking for a lot of defenses out there.
Right. Well, normally I would think it'd be a no-brainer for it to be Brady Quinn, but you have to keep in mind that Derek Anderson had that big year a couple years ago, and they paid him big money too. So they're both getting paid pretty good. And then something that confuses me is Quinn was 7-11 for 68 yards, but Derek Anderson, he only threw two passes. He was 0 for 2 with a pick. So I was expecting them to be splitting time a little bit more.
You know, it's from a fantasy side of it, it doesn't matter. You don't want either one of those guys. I mean, stay away from both of those guys.
But, I agree.
You know, 2 years ago, Anderson was a miracle guy that saved a lot of fantasy teams. I'm steering away from both right now. I think Anderson probably comes out of there starting the season, though. The guy knows, you know, he's an NFL starter that's proven he can do it.
Do you think either one changes the fantasy value of a Braylon Edwards?
Edwards is probably going to be a little lower than he should be based off of last year's numbers. I do expect him to make a comeback with either guy this year. I mean, that's your primary target. That's the guy you've got to get the ball to for them to have any success at all.
Right, especially since Stallworth's in and out of jail and all those kind of
things. No Kellen Winslow anymore.
And Kellen Winslow's with my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's going to be sad here in a few weeks, but that's another story.
And no running game. I mean, there's nowhere else to go.
Right, Jamal Lewis looked old 2 or 3 years ago. So he's turning into Grandpa Lewis. But now let's move on to the Jets. Mark Sanchez came in, first play, threw a play-action bomb 48 yards down the sideline. Everybody got excited, 3 for 4, 88 yards. Is he the man in New York?
Yeah, Sanchez is going to end up being the opening game starter there. I think that's it's obvious to everybody. I think his teammates want it to be that way. I think the veterans recognize he's the more talented player. And Rex Ryan's a guy that knows what his players are thinking, and I think he's reading that. He's going to put in the best player. You know, you want your team thinking they got the best chance to win. Is this guy you're going to play him? And that's what Ryan's going to do.
Not only is he the younger guy, but he's your first-round draft pick, once again coming down to money. And he has such an aura about him. He knows how to run a team. And when the competition is that close, when you always go with the younger guy. So Sanchez has that locked down, you know, no doubt about it.
Feel bad for Kellen Clivens, though. He was 4 for 4. You hate to get benched when you go start and go 4 for 4. I mean, he did have one fumble, but hey, what are you going to do? But you have to go with Sanchez. They're paying him more. The one thing I will say with Sanchez, there's going to be a lot of pressure on him because you're in New York, first of all. But secondly, the Jets are planning on winning now. They're not planning on being 6-10. They invested a ton of money in that defense over the last couple of years. Got a good running game and Thomas Jones. Sean Green, they drafted in the second round. Leon Washington, a good little playmaker. He didn't get paid like he wanted to over the offseason, but he's still around. So they're expecting to win now with Sanchez.
Good offensive line in New York.
And a good offensive line.
And that's the best thing for a young quarterback. I mean, you're going to give me one thing. I'd rather have a great offensive line than great receivers, right. And that's his situation. He's going to have time. He's going to have guys protecting him. Who's he going to throw to? A little bit more of a question.
Not to say the obvious, but it looks a lot like Rex Ryan at the Ravens last year, you know, with Joe Flacco. You know, they're going to run the ball. The Ravens ran the ball more attempts than anybody in the league last year, and I can see the Jets doing a similar thing with their three backs. Now, the number one pick, Matthew Stafford. 7-14, 114 yards, one touchdown, one pick. What'd you think?
He looked good. He was going against second-team defense, obviously. But what I see from that situation is Dante Culpepper. I almost said Stallworth there. Dante Culpepper is a veteran quarterback, and he's made a comeback over the last few seasons. He's gotten his body back condition right now, and he's gotten a season under him in Detroit. So I see him starting the season. But, you know, through the first eight games, if they're like 2-6, then Matthew Stafford will be playing quite a bit down the stretch.
Right. 2-6 is be a great start for the for Detroit. I mean, they'd be ecstatic, I think, to get to 2-6. I agree, though. Stafford, they're going to have to play Stafford. Culpepper, older guy, not a great offensive line in front of him. I mean, it's just a matter of time before he's broken. And you just hope it's not something really bad. Stafford's going to be in there. You know, he's got good receivers. You know, you got Calvin Johnson, great guy to throw the ball to. That looks
right,
promising.
That helps. Yeah. I think with Stafford, they really should change the phrase to with a great salary comes great responsibility instead of with great power. But with Stafford, I mean, he's getting paid that much. Whether he's ready or not, once they start losing a few games and get about halfway to the season, the fans are going to start calling for his name, and they're going to start, you know, putting pressure on him to be the guy. And the owners in the front office will be like, hey, we just paid this guy $70 million. Well, not all of it's guaranteed, but it could be potentially worth $60, $70 million. So they're going to want to see him out there making plays. So whether he's ready or not, they're going to put pressure on him to be out there. I do hate it for Dante Culpepper because he actually got back in shape this offseason and could be, you know, relevant again in the NFL. Maybe not fantasy relevant, but relevant in regular NFL terms. And my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Goodness. They're going to be so bad. Oh, it's just hard. It's painful to talk about them, but they've got a three-team – they've got a three-team, three-quarterback battle going on right now with Byron Leftwich, Josh Freeman, and Luke McCown. It's probably going to be Byron Leftwich to start with. The old Steelers backup from last year kind of resurrected his career a little bit. He was down and out with the Jaguars. What do you think about Byron Leftwich? Do you think he's capable of being a starter in the NFL?
I think he is very capable of being a starter, and I liked when he got his opportunities with the Steelers last year. He made the most of them. But once again, it's a situation like Detroit. You know, through the first six games there, if they've only won two games, then I see it being a revolving door where I see Josh McCown, or is it Luke McCown? I see Luke McCown coming in. And then once they get a little worse into the season, because they're going to be bad, then that's when you bring in Josh Freeman, and I think he'll finish the season out because they'll want the young guy in there and just take his lumps and learn.
Yeah, from the fantasy side of this, the only thing that really matters is if your defense is playing against the Bucs. You know, one of those guys is going to be throwing the interceptions. It doesn't matter which one. One of those three guys are going to be throwing. No fantasy impact at all. Stay away from that. I mean,
three quarterbacks just stay away completely. I will say the Bucs have an underrated offensive line. Right guard Davin Joseph is a Pro Bowler. Jeremy Trueblood's an up-and-coming tackle. And they've got decent running backs, Ernest Graham and Derek Ward. Derek Ward was a 1,000-yard running back last year with the Giants. So him getting more carries and not being behind a Brandon Jacobs may give him a chance to get up to 1,100, 1,200 yards rushing. That's the only fantasy relevant.
Oh yeah, Ward's a good
right.
sleeper. That's a guy I wouldn't mind having.
Right, but I don't want Antonio Bryant because of the bad quarterback situation. I'm a little leery of Kellen Winslow, so I don't want any of those guys.
Well, going back to the running backs for a second, what do you guys think of Derek Ward and Ernest Graham? Ernest Graham is a guy who's carried the ball quite a bit over the last few seasons, but Derek Ward comes into the mix. So what do you think between those two guys?
I think Derek Ward is going to be catch a lot more balls out of the backfield and be their third down back for sure. They're both going to get 10 to 15 carries. I think Derek Ward will also get a few more touches because he'll catch a few balls. And I think he'll be the guy on third and long. Because I expected them to be in a lot of third and 12, third and 15s and just run a draw to say mercy. But the thing with the running back's fantasy draft value, it depends on if they're like Detroit Lions 0-16 bad or if they're like Cleveland Browns 2-14 but losing games by 10 bad. Because if they stay relatively close, they'll still run the ball. But if they're Detroit Lions bad and they're down 28-7 right off the bat, they're going to start throwing the ball a lot more and the running backs won't get touches.
Well, it could be halfback passes. That might be their best passing game.
So it just depends on how bad they're getting blown out in games before they'll stick with the running game. So, and in one note, a sleeper we were going to talk about today was a wide receiver for the Oakland Raiders, Chaz Schillens. He's 6'4", 225 out of San Diego State. But he broke his foot. You know, he was projected to maybe start for the Raiders at wide receiver, so not going to be able to talk about him today for at least another month, five, 6 weeks. So we'll see how that goes. All right. When we come back, Brett Favre, Michael Vick will be our next segment. Uh-oh. Huh. Right off the top of your head, were you just excited when Favre said he was coming back?
Not at all. Not at all excited about Favre because we've seen this before. It's the same story, different season. You know, it's happened once again. I actually was really excited to see Michael Vick get another opportunity to get back into the NFL.
Right.
Favre, I'm just glad it's over. I guess it's over. You know, he may retire again and come out one more time before the season starts. It's just, you know, right. I'm just tired of it. Just tired.
All right. Well, we'll talk about the fantasy value of Brett Favre and Michael Vick when we get back here in a little bit. You're listening to the Power Hour, brought to you by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Be a part of the fastest-growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? TheHomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for The Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. TheHomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. Chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's TheHomeImprovementNet.com. Check it out, TheHomeImprovementNet.com.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your leaf guard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the leaf guard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for leaf guard.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by Rick Atkinson and Joe Franklin. Now with Brett Favre. If you're a player on the Minnesota Vikings and a guy skips all of training camp, waltzes in with a brand new two-year, $25 million contract, and he's named the starter for Friday, does that rub you the wrong way at all, or are you going to want to play for this guy?
It would if I was a quarterback. I wouldn't. You know, if I'm Sage Rosenfeld, I'm not liking this at all. But, yeah, you know, I've seen him interviewed, and he seems to be upfront about that. Yeah, I don't
he
like this.
He seems to be taking the Aaron Rodgers route of being politically correct and trying to stay as calm about it as possible. Tavares Jackson, on the other hand, you could tell he was pissed. He wasn't a happy camper.
Well, I'll tell you what would bother me the most. What would bother me the most, and especially being a quarterback, is it seems like they've been playing with these guys' lives and careers. They've known the whole time behind the scenes that they were still flirting with Favre, they wanted him to come in, and that he did not want to go to training camp. So they've known this the whole time. You know, just be upfront about that. That's what would bother me the most, because they weren't upfront about it.
Right.
And then you call Favre and say, you know, this is the last shot at it. Are you still wanting to stay retired, or you want to come in? And all of a sudden, he changes his mind. They've known this the whole time.
Right. It just seems silly the way they've handled it, because you can't look at Brad Childress in the face and believe what he says and buy into it, because he might be lying to you. He might be doing something different. It's hard to buy in and everybody get on the same page. But changing gears to what strikingly seems to be a more positive situation. Didn't think I'd see that coming. Michael Vick. Everybody seems happy in Philly.
It could be a good situation. It's hard to get a complete grasp of it, in that he's going to be sitting out games at the start of the season. There's some injury things going on in Philly that makes you wonder about their whole offensive line's a little bit banged up already. You know, are those guys going to be ready to play? Yeah, you may need a backup quarterback. You know, he may be playing a lot of minutes, more than anybody would have thought.
I think that's the key difference there, the injuries they're dealing with in Philly. Kevin Cobb got hurt, and that's when the negotiations started to heat up a little bit,
right,
as far as getting Vic. But I think it's a good situation for him when you look from top to bottom with the ownership, the coach. Donovan McNabb supported bringing Vic in. So I think that makes a big difference in itself. And Donovan McNabb has had some injury issues in the past. So you could use a quality back up there. And I know they were confident in Kevin Cobb before, but having a veteran like Michael Vick and things he can do on the field, I think it's a great situation for him.
And they keep saying he's just going to be a quarterback, but I got to believe when the regular season hits and he's eligible to play, we're going to see a little bit of that wildcat. I got to believe there's going to be a little wildcat mixed in there.
He and Donovan on the field at the same time. Right. Donovan's already talking about it.
Well, they had a quote. Donovan McNabb was like, I might be a wide receiver. I might be a tight end. Donovan McNabb is not going to play tight end. He is not going to be lined up a tight end taking on a defensive end or outside linebacker and run blocking. That is not going to happen. They're going to stick him on the far left side of the field out of the way, and they're going to run the wildcat with Vic if that happens.
I could see some double passes from those guys, though.
Right.
The Philly fans are a question, though. I mean, that's a heartless crew up there. That if anybody's going to ride him unmercifully, it's going to be them. And that's one thing. You know, is he mentally tough enough to take it? You know, in the past, he's had some run-ins with fans. Hope it doesn't happen again.
Right. All right. Now, that's all we're going to talk about, Brett Favre and Michael Vick. We're not going to be one of those shows that talks about him for 3 hours all day, every day. I can't do it. So, time for running backs and pro fantasy football. Rick and Joe disagree on the top running back. Rick? Who's your guy?
I like a guy that may not be on the top of most lists, but Maurice Jones-Drew is my guy. As I've gone through it, this looks like the guy I want to pick with the first pick.
Ooh, I like it. And also, he doesn't have a whole lot of competition at running back. They lost Fred Taylor, so all the carries are his. Joe?
And also, you mentioned he may not be at the top of everybody's list. I think Adrian Peterson is a guy that's at the top of everyone's list, but he's not at the top of my list. I like Michael Turner. And it's because Atlanta has gotten stronger up front. They're going to be able to run the ball well. They're going to be able to dump the ball off to Tony Gonzalez. And they have some guys that can stretch the field on the outside. But for the most part, I see Michael Turner getting a lot of touches as he did last year. And the guy seems to be unstoppable once he breaks out into the open field.
Particularly at home. Michael Turner at home in the dome. That's going to be a phrase we use a lot this year. It comes in handy a lot when betting on games. But anyway, back to Michael Turner. At home in a dome, he's going to put up big yards at home. And I also see the Falcons' defense got a lot worse. They lost their nose tackle, Grady Jackson. They lost Keith Brooking to the Cowboys. Their secondary is very young and questionable. So I definitely see their defense taking a step back, and their games are going to be really high scoring. And Michael Turner will benefit from high scoring games. But my number one guy, despite Brett Favre coming in and ruining everything, is still Adrian Peterson. I'm still going with Adrian Peterson. Number one, he's just too talented. No matter what, with that great offensive line and lack of elite-level wide receivers, they're still going to run the ball a lot, and Adrian Peterson's going to benefit a lot from that. He's still my number one guy.
Both guys you mentioned, though, both of these guys are looking straight into the curse of 370. You know, any time in the past years, any time a running back has had 370 touches, catches and rushes, you combine those things, they almost always show a significant downturn in their production the next year. Since 2003, there's been 19 running backs with 270 touches.
370?
With 370 right. touches. Only five of those guys had an improvement over the next year. You know, that showed more fantasy points the next
right.
year. The 12 of the guys actually had a decrease, and on the average, the drop was 21%. A 21%
right.
decrease in
That's
your fantasy production.
Well, and hey, there's something else to keep in mind. I know I'm knocking my own guy here, but Adrian Peterson, you know, before last year when he stayed healthy for the entire year, the question was always, hey, can he stay healthy? Because he wasn't healthy a lot of times in college. So Adrian Peterson may be due for an injury here and there. Not necessarily from wear and tear, but he just seems to be a guy that was often injury prone. So this may be that may come up and bite you again this year. You should definitely handcuff him with Chester Taylor.
Taylor's a solid player in a point per perception or points per reception league. That's a guy you want on your team. He's going to be the third down back, and he's going to get a lot of catches.
And I think something to add to that mix is, you know, just guys getting help. They, you know, if a guy has 370 touches 1 year, they try to get him a little help. Adrian Peterson already had help with Chester Taylor, plus Brett Favre is going to take away from some of his touches. And also with Michael Turner, you're going to have Jarius Norwood, who I expect to touch the ball a little more this year. He's in a contract season, and they're going to get the most out of use for him and get some value out of him. So, Rick, you may be dead on with Maurice Jones-Drew there because he's not going to be sharing the ball with anyone.
And he's fresh. He didn't have a whole lot of touches. He had a lot of touches, but nothing like that.
Not in comparison to the other backs. But quickly with Maurice Jones-Drew, talk about the Jaguars' offensive line a little bit.
Very improved. Used two first-round picks to pick up new guys to play there. And, you know, last year their offensive line just crumbled in week one. They lost two of their starting backs in the first quarter of the first game. Lyman just fell like it was unbelievable last year what they went through.
And they also brought in Trey Thomas in free agency from the Philadelphia Eagles, a very good left tackle.
That that offensive line looks to be the most improved line in the league this year. Getting back what they had and the draft picks and Thomas, it all looks good. You know, Jones is a small guy, but he's compact, doesn't take a lot of hits, scores on receptions, scores in the red zone. I mean, everything looks promising there.
All right. Sounds good. And also the Jaguars still don't have – they did bring in Torrey Holt, but he's not going to get you 1,500 yards receiving and 12 touchdowns. He's going to be a possession receiver. So Maurice Jones-Drew is still getting a lot of catches out of the backfield. He's still one of their main targets in the passing game as well. All right, we're just getting started breaking down running backs. We're going to talk about LT, maybe some sleepers a little bit in this next segment. Continuing to break down running backs, listening to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com, the free, premier free source for fantasy football and handicapping analysis. We'll be right back.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's got to drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. Call 1-888-286-3850 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze. You'll also get professional detailers tips on DVD for free. Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order. A $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? The HomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for the Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. The HomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. Chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's the HomeImprovementNet.com. Check it out, the HomeImprovementNet.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Keep in mind, you can email in and give us your opinion at radio@sportsoverload.com. And we're just talking about all the top running backs right now, but we got a complete top 100 cheat sheet for you at sportsoverload.com for both pro, college, auction values, doesn't matter what it is. We've got your complete fantasy breakdown for pro and college. So, but anyway, back to the running back debate. LaDainian Tomlinson. Is he too old? Is he ready to go? So we should expect big things?
I was really ready to downgrade him this year. I came into the season thinking, you know, late first round. He's just continually bubbled up in my list, and I've got him at number three now. There's a consistency factor there. I think he's healthy, which he was not last year. If he can stay healthy and their offensive line can stay healthy, you know, he's a safe bet. In my opinion, it's hard to believe after last year, but he is the safe pick right now for a high running back.
I think you can still continue to see great things out of LaDainian Tomlinson. I think he still will perform at a high level. I have him in my top five still. So I think he's one of those guys that's just going to stay consistent over the years. He's not too old. He just hit 30. So he's going to continue to play at a high level, I believe.
Right. And one thing, I think a lot of people started gaining a little bit of momentum last year that Darren Sproles was going to start being a bigger part of the offense. But Darren Sproles is never going to be anything more than a kick returner, third down back, you know, that kind of thing with screens, draws. He's never going to be an every down back. He's 5'5", 160. So he's never going to be your between the tackles guy. And I think LT, he may not finish in the top four at the end of the season, top five at the end of the season, but he's a safer bet to be in the top 10 than maybe a Chris Johnson or some of the other guys that are going to be. Chris Johnson, I think, is a boomer bust guy this year. I think Chris Johnson will either have 1,700, 1,800 yards and 15 touchdowns and be amazing, or Lindell White could take away some of those touchdowns, and Chris Johnson could become more of a, you know, guy that doesn't have a lot of doesn't have as much fantasy value because he's not going to get the touchdowns. And Lindell White's now in shape. Talk about Chris Johnson a little bit.
I start off really high on Johnson with the assumption that White was done, that, you know, Lindell White was fat and happy and was no longer to be heard from in Tennessee. But he's got himself in shape, lost, you know, 35 pounds
or
something.
How did he get back in shape?
He quit drinking tequila is what he claims.
Patron.
Specifically. Yeah. It's the Patron diet, the lack thereof, I mean.
But, you know, reports are he's faster, quicker, hitting the holes better, doing everything right. I think he's the touchdown vulture he always was and will be again. And
he may be in good enough shape to get a few regular carries, you know, and be productive, not just in a vulture touchdown situation, but get enough carries, 10, 15, to get 60, 70 yards plus a touchdown each week.
He might be a great option as a number two running back and certainly a good option for a flex spot. I mean, it's a guy I want on my team now.
Well, he's a guy you can get late. You can probably get him, what, round 8, 9 at this point, depending on how the drafts adjust. We'll probably try to adjust our rankings over the course of the preseason and be more accurate. But right now, before the rankings adjust, if you got a draft coming up in the next day or two, you can grab Lindell White right now late and, you know, take it to the bank with you.
And the other side of that is Johnson's probably going too early now. You know,
right.
So it's a first-round pick to get him. He's going to get his yards, I think. He'll still, you know, load up on those yards, but are the touchdowns going to be there to justify it?
Right.
I think 1,200 yards would be appropriate for him. I don't think, you know, 1,800 yards. He's a guy that's going to run between the 20s, and then I see Lindell White being the guy to come in and score the touchdowns, as you mentioned. But keep in mind, Chris Johnson can score from anywhere on the field,
right.
And even receiving the ball, he can score.
Right. If you're in a league that if you get a bonus for breaking a big run, 50 plus yards, Chris Johnson will score some big points for those because most of his touchdowns are probably going to be at least 40, 50, 60 yards. They're not going to be. He's going to have almost no goal line carries, no short yardage runs, and also he'll get some touches in the passing game. The Titans, even though they brought in Nate Washington and they drafted Kenny Britt, they're still not going to have, you know, an elite-level wide receiver, so he'll get some touches in the passing game. Now let's move over to rookie running backs. I gotta say, I like LeSean McCoy out of Philadelphia. Westbrook is never healthy for an entire game, so those few games a year that McCoy gets to start, I think McCoy's going to give you top fantasy back numbers.
He's got the talent. He's in a dynasty league. That's a guy I'm going to pick up. I mean, that's a guy I want to keep. Westbrook's days are not – we've been saying for years that Westbrook's days are numbered, but I really think maybe they are now, and – injury is going to happen. You definitely want to get this guy if you get Westbrook with an early pick.
I like LeSean McCoy. I like Chris Beanie Wells at Arizona, but he's a guy that's often injured. So my top guy as a rookie is Knowshon Moreno. I like what he did in college, and I think he's just a guy that has so much talent. And with that Denver running game, and I know the coaching staff has changed over, but they're going to do some of the same things, and I think Knowshon Moreno is going to have a big season.
Right. They obviously really liked him to take him number 12 overall when they had such glaring holes on the defensive side of the ball to still go best player available and take Knowshon Moreno. They obviously really liked him. And one guy I want to make sure to mention that you might want to take with the last pick in your draft, one of those type of guys. You pick a guy to last in your draft, and before you know it, he saves your team. Just in case disaster strikes down in Jacksonville, Maurice Jones-Drew is the man. But they don't have a backup running back now, so Rashad Jennings out of Liberty is their backup running back. They love him down in Jacksonville. He got drafted in the 7th round, but he's their backup right now. So Maurice Jones-Drew, for some reason, had an injury, and Rashad Jennings had to be the starter. Suddenly, he's a top 20 back just by being the Jacksonville's lone back. So that's a guy to keep an eye on there.
A definite handcuff. I mean, that's a guy you want to get. If you're using that first or even first 5 picks to get Jones-Drew.
Right. And for those that don't know what a handcuff means,
You draft the backup running back to go with your stud running back. Just
right.
So, you know, you got a guy, if the injury late in the season, if they're, you know, playoff position settled, you're in the play and you're in your fantasy playoffs, your team's already settled, your guy's going to get the start. You know, your handcuff could very well save your season in the playoffs.
Right. You always got to be careful when you're drafting a boom or bust running back.
Any thoughts from you guys on the Colts situation? Is Donald Brown going to be a guy?
I like Donald Brown. I like him a lot. Joseph Addai is another guy that has stayed injured. And I like Donald Brown, the way he runs the ball. I think he will be the starter, you know, towards the end of the season. He'll have his chance to start.
He looked good in the first preseason game. He broke off a nice long run. He really burst on the scene last year at UConn. He was one of the top fantasy running backs last year in college. So he definitely had he has upside.
Can you give up on Addai already, though? I mean, basically he's had one bad year, and it's like they threw him out the windows when that happened.
Well, I think you can get Addai this year in the 4th, even maybe 5th round. So I think that late he's still not a bad value there. So I think I wouldn't want him in the first round or second round, not even the third round. But if I can get him in the fourth or fifth, at that point, it's worth the risk-reward there of him turning back into an elite running back. All right, you're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. Now we've talked about pro. Now it's time to turn to college. We're going to break down quarterbacks up next.
Be a part of the fastest-growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your leaf guard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the leaf guard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for leaf guard.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. As always, email us your thoughts at radio@sportsoverload.com or go online at twitter.com/sportsoverload. Now it's time to talk a little college. And keep in mind, we've got our top 100 cheat sheet at sportsoverload.com. And all our rankings by conference and by position, it's over 600 different player rankings. There's rankings all over the place for college, so plenty of stuff to check out.
And how much do those cost?
It's all free.
Free.
It's all free. Nothing. Not even a sign-up, newsletter, email, mailing list, nothing. And it's not like we're teasing you to buy anything. It's all just free. Can't beat free.
Best possible price you could have.
Yeah. You know, what are you going to do? But anyway, starting with quarterbacks, because quarterbacks are the most important position in college. You always have to start with quarterbacks. Is Case Keenum the consistent number one top pick out of Houston at quarterback?
He's my guy. I mean, that's the first pick on my list. It just – stupid good numbers. I mean, it's just incredible the numbers he put up last year. Over 5,000 passing yards, 44 passing TDs, 7 rushing TDs. I mean, it's everything you can want from a guy at that position.
On the other hand, I have Colt McCoy. I like combo guys. I have Colt McCoy at number one and Tim Tebow at number two. I like guys who can not only do it in the air, but they can do it on the ground as well. And so, you know, I know Case Keenum can do the same things. But I like those guys, and I think they put up bigger numbers.
Right. Well, I like Case Keenum at number one, and partly because he has all of his weapons back. Bryce Beal at running back, all the receivers are back. The schedule is easy. It's Conference USA. They play against weak defenses. That spread offense they're going to run is awesome. I do like McCoy, though, because he's also a 1,000-yard rusher, along with the passing. Jordan Shipley's back at wide receiver. The Texans still don't have a big-time running back, so I see McCoy still getting a lot of rushing yards and probably being their leading rusher because they don't have that dynamic running back. So it could be interesting to see that. And another guy that you got to make sure to talk about, last year's Heisman Trophy winner, Sam Bradford. I see him taking a little bit of a notch back just because they lost some of their wide receivers.
You know, I've got him number two on my list. I don't see that step back. I think the push is going to be to get him another Heisman. I think the intentions are going to be to do it again, and I think he's going to get more than his share of opportunities. You know, just a superlative tight end, which he knows how to take advantage of. Everything – Still a good running backs, guys that can catch the ball out of the backfield, though. So, I mean, it,
right. Should still be running that no huddle, scoring 40, 50 points a game. Probably still going to put up a lot of good numbers.
I still have him taking a step back, but not much of a step back.
Right.
As you mentioned, some of the receivers are gone. The offensive line is not going to be as strong.
Right.
But I still expect big things out of him, and I have him at my number three.
Right. One thing that I will find interesting, I did an experts league with different guys from Sporting News, CBS Sportsline, and Athlon Sports Monday night. And Bradford fell all the way back to number nine. And I was a little surprised. I actually commented on it to the other guys. I was like, wow, Bradford all the way back at nine. I would have taken him. I almost took him number one. But then I started looking into it a little bit further. But anyway, another guy is that Joe will probably like is a dual threat guy, Colin Kaepernick from Nevada. 6'6", rangy, big athletic. He's young, too, running the pistol offense out at Nevada. Should be a big-time guy.
I have him a little further down the list. In my top 10, I have him at number 7. But I do expect big things out of him. That offense is so weird, and it's hard for defenses to prepare for it because you don't see that all the time.
Right.
So he will have some great games, and he plays in, you know, a conference that is known for scoring a lot of points.
Right. The pistol is kind of a hybrid between a shotgun and the single back formation. The quarterback lines up 3 yards away from the line of scrimmage instead of shotgun, which is more like 5 or 6 yards away, and the running back lines up right behind him. It's a unique situation. But my favorite guy that I got to talk about, Central Michigan's Dan Lefevre. He's approaching, you know, some of the all-time lists in terms of numbers because he's put up huge numbers since he was a freshman. He gets rushing yards. They play in the MAC, which is just no defense whatsoever, and they put up big-time numbers. He's got two great receivers in Antonio Brown and Brian Anderson. Dan Lefevre is my number 7 quarterback, but I could see him finishing in the top 3 if he has the type of year he's capable of. So it'll be interesting to see that. And Texas Tech, because of the system, Taylor Potts.
Yeah, you're drafting the system. You know, you don't know the guy. We don't really know what he can do, but we know what that system will do, and it's a good pick. I mean, it's somebody you want up near the top. I've got him at number 8 on my list.
Right.
I have him at number 5.
Yep, he could put up the big-time numbers. Another guy is Trevor Vidito at UTEP, similar thing. And that's finishing up this segment. And we're going to go a little bit more college fantasy football next segment. Finish up quarterback talk. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. Chime in at radio at SportsOverload.com.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire's surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high-gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your LeafGuard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the LeafGuard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for LeafGuard.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. Now, before we move on to our Bay Bracket, which we know you can't wait to talk about, because, you know, guys are simple. We only like a few things. We like girls, money, cars, sports. That's really about it. That's all we got. But finishing up quarterbacks, you know, I got to finish. Todd Reesing is a guy that some people, you know, have a little lower down on the list. He's dropped in a few mock drafts I've seen. I still love Todd Reesing. What do you guys think?
I love him as well. I have him in my top 10. He's at number 9. But he's another combo guy. He can get the ball downfield. They pass the ball quite a bit in the offense that he's in. And then they don't have necessarily a quality running back. So he's a guy that's going to take off running at times. He's going to get his share of yards in the rushing game. And then he'll score some touchdowns rushing.
Right. And he's also got his top guy back, Desmond Briscoe.
Desmond Briscoe's there to help out. It's, you know, the Big 12, you got to have a quarterback. It's just, right. And in fantasy college football, you need to have a Big 12 quarterback. It's almost a given that that's one of those guys you need on your team, and he's a good one to have.
Right, I would definitely agree with that. Now, to some sleeper guys I've been keeping an eye on. SMU is putting up big numbers, at, you know, because they've got June Jones at head coach, and they're going to run, they're going to pass the ball a lot. Bo Levi Mitchell, he's got an awesome name, but he also has an awesome game to back it up. So they're going to be putting up numbers in that system. I think Bo Levi Mitchell is a guy to look out for later in your draft.
Another Big 12 guy for me. I like Robert Griffin down at
Baylor.
Love
Robert Griffin.
Just a an incredible athlete, world class hurdler, and really amazing when you look back. Last year, he was 18 years old, starting quarterback in the Big 12, and did a
with
phenomenal
Baylor's
job.
Talent around him.
Yeah, just did an incredible job. You know, I think this is a breakout year for him, and moves him to the forefront amongst, you know, the big names in that conference. He's going to be one of them this year.
I don't think he was as hyped up coming out of high school, but I actually think he was better as a freshman than Terrell Pryor.
Well, a couple of guys I would like to look out for. Greg Alexander at Hawaii. Once again, you're drafting the system. And Kellen Moore at Boise State. Yeah, same type of thing there. They're going to put up quite a bit of points in the WAC. But a guy that I have penciled in that this could change is Aaron Korp out of USC. And, of course, we see that Matt Barkley could be the starter there. So I say whoever the USC quarterback is, go with that guy.
Right, pluck him in, especially on weeks where they're playing a Washington State and they're going to put up 70. Somebody's going to put up fantasy points somewhere. I got finish up my list. I've got Tim Hiller out of Western Michigan, another MAC quarterback. He put up over 3,500 yards last year and 30-plus touchdowns, big-time numbers. And a guy that's just so talented, but he has no talent around him, is at UAB, Joe Webb. He's 6'5", 230, big-time scrambler, big-time arm. He just doesn't have a lot of weapons. UAB's a young team. If they can develop some playmakers, Joe Webb could be a big-time sleeper because he's just so talented. He's a freakish athlete. But now, what you've all been waiting for, our Bay Bracket. Now, we're going to debate who should be the number one seed to start off with today, and then we'll have the actual bracket out next. We want your vote, radio@sportsoverload.com, twitter.com/sportsoverload. We want you to chime in, give us your opinion. Let's start first with musicians. Joe, who would be your number one seed? Female musicians.
I'm looking over a couple of names I have written down here, and with musicians, I would have to go with Beyonce. I think it's a safe pick. You can't go wrong there. You know, others I have are Mariah Carey, Shakira, Jessica right. Simpson, but I think Beyonce is your number one overall seed
right.
musicians.
I had Beyonce on my list, too. I had Rihanna on the list. I had a sleeper, Gwen Stefani, on the list, but I had to go with Carrie Underwood. I think she's my number one musician.
You know, I can't argue with either one of those two. Those both are pretty quality, you know.
Quality picks.
Oh,
quality
yeah.
picks.
Yeah, hard to argue with either one of those two picks, that's for sure. You know, I kind of have a Christina Aguilera thing that just kind of creeps you out a little bit, but at the same time, there's something about her.
Got a unique style. All right, I like it. All right, let's move on to actresses. You know, when I started with actresses, I like Megan Fox, but she's not quite my favorite. I can't quite put her at number one. I had Megan Fox in my top three. I had Ali Larter at number two, the girl from Obsessed. I think she's a little underrated. But at number one, I'm actually going with Blake Lively. I'm going to go with her. I think she's a little underrated. I'm going with Blake Lively. Joe?
That's a good pick. I'll go Scarlett Johansson.
Like
you know, it was a little tough for me. I was thinking about Jessica Biel. So Jessica Biel would have to be my number two, but I'm going to go Scarlett Johansson number one.
I like it.
Yeah, like Eva Longoria.
There you go. I like it.
It's, sports-related, kind of got the husband thing going on, and just she really does seem like somebody you want to hang out and have a beer with.
Yeah, she seems cool. All right, I like it. Eva Longoria. All right, now for female athletes. I know she's a dancer, but I'm going with Julianne Hough from Dancing with the Stars. I think I had her over Anna Kournikova. And I know Erin Andrews isn't an athlete, but she's a sportscaster, so I'm throwing her in the athletes category. Erin Andrews is another one up there, but I went number one, Julianne Hough.
Well, it came down to Anna Kournikova, Maria Sharapova for me. And I think I'm going to go with Sharapova number one simply because she's more relevant as far as being an athlete in this day.
Right.
Kournikova has kind of moved on, and she's more of a model and entertainer type more so this day than athlete.
Gabrielle Reese, I just like,
I like it.
6'2",
like
sleeper. Whatever, however tall
sleeper.
She is, I like that.
Sleeper, I like it. I had her on my list. I like it. Yeah. There we go. All right, and for all-time greats. And not to offend anybody, but we had to make a cutoff point somewhere. To qualify for the all-time list, you had to be 40 or above. So, Joe, on your all-time greats list, who's number one?
My all-time greats list, I'm going to have to go Jacqueline Smith from Charlie's Angels. Now, she is still beautiful to this day, and she looks 20 years younger than what she is. So if you don't know who she is, Google her. Look up Jacqueline Smith.
There you go. Now I'm going to go with – I had several choices. I had Halle Berry, Michelle Pfeiffer, Shania Twain. Jennifer Aniston just turned 40, so she made the cut barely. I'm going with Faith Hill. It's a good one. I like Faith Hill.
I can't argue with that. I got to go Halle Berry. It's just an incredible woman, just so beautiful. It's hard to describe that.
Yeah, she's kept looking good at not only being over 40 and being a mom now. She still held it together. So Halle Berry is a great choice.
She was kind of weird hot when she was pregnant even. It was kind of weird.
She still held it together.
I got that too.
Yeah.
She still held it together.
Right. I was looking at some pictures just last night.
We probably just had somebody drive off the road, but that's okay. Hold it together. All right, well, that's our Bay Bracket. We want to hear your your votes, your opinions. You know, rank them as much as you want to go into at radio@sportsoverload.com, twitter.com/sportsoverload. Chime in anywhere in there. Want to know who you think. We've got musicians, actresses, athletes, and an all-time greats bracket coming out for you next week. Want to hear your votes. All right. Now, we've still got preseason picks left to go. I'm 5-2 so far in the preseason, so you should jump on me while I'm hot. 5-2, 71%. So far, you know, I lucked out Monday night. I got the Monday night parlay. I love getting the Monday night parlay. I had the Giants -3 and the over 32.5. I was a little nervous. The Giants were up 17-9. Then all of a sudden the Panthers came back and scored to make it 17-15. And I'm thinking, oh, no, if they don't get this two-point conversion, the score could likely end 17-15, and suddenly I lose both. But the Panthers got the two-point conversion, tied it to 17. That pushed it over. The Giants score a defensive touchdown to end the game, which covered the spread. And I'm going all the way to the bank with my Monday night parlay, 5-2, 71%. So sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, but I'll pretend like I'm good, so let's move on.
How much do you pay to get 5-2?
They don't cost anything. It's free. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
I don't know what I'm doing. Why am I not selling these? I don't know what I'm doing. But anyway, they're free, sportsoverload.com. Everything's free. And I'm going to give you one free pick for Saturday night. You got to go to the website to get all three picks for this Saturday night, but I'm going to give you one. I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers at -3 over the Cleveland Browns. And I'm sorry, over the Buffalo Bills. Green Bay Packers -3 over the Buffalo Bills at home. And a lot of that has to do with the Bills just don't have much talent at quarterback, which in the preseason kills you. After starter Trent Edwards, they've got Gibram Hamden, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Matt Baker. That's not much talent there. Whereas the Packers, I like Aaron Rodgers and Matt Flynn and Brian Brom are not exactly studs, but I like them better than the Bills guys. And the Packers rushed for 230 yards on the ground last week. They put it 47 carries, 4.9 yards a carry, and they just really killed the Browns on the ground last week. The key matchup, though, the Bills have that patchwork offensive line. They're starting two rookies. And if you're starting two rookies, you're not going to have much depth in your second and third team. So I'm taking Dom Capers' 3-4 defense to come after the Bills' offensive line and really cause havoc.
Well, something else I would add to that is the Bills so far look like they can't stop anyone defensively. And they're going to have problems once it gets into the regular season. But right now, they're looking like they can't stop anyone. So I would throw that in the mix. And that would be relevant as well.
For more information, visit sportsoverload.com. Remember, Packers -3 this Saturday night. You're listening to the Power Hour, presented by sportsoverload.com. We'll be right back.
Be a part of the fastest growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's got to drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. Call 1-888-286-3850 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze. You'll also get professional detailers' tips on DVD for free. Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order. A $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is the final segment. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by Rick Atkinson and Joe the Freak Franklin. Now, we told you we'd give you some team prop bets, you know, some win totals, give you an idea of what's going to happen this college season. We're going to start with the defending national champion Florida Gators. The over-under is set at 11 wins. Rick?
I'm going over. I might maybe lose to Georgia. That's the only one I see that's a question.
I go over as well. I don't see Florida losing more than one game in the regular season.
Right. They may lose at LSU. Maybe that's a tough road game. But I think they're more likely to go 12-0 than they are 10-2. This could be a push at 11-1 in the SEC, but I think more likely it's over. North Carolina Tar Heels, over-under 8.5 wins.
Yeah, I'm going under. All the tough conference games are on the road. And they tend to lose one they shouldn't. You know, they always do.
I, on the other hand, will go over here. I think they're going to do – they did some good things last year, and I think they'll continue to overachieve.
Right. I've got them at 8-4, which put it under, at Georgia Tech, at Virginia Tech, at Boston College, at North Carolina State. I think they lose at least three road games, and they've still got Florida State and Miami at home, which aren't gimmies. I'm going to go under. So then we've got Southern Cal, USC. It's unheard of to think they'll lose, you know, more than a couple games. So the over-under's at 10.5. What do you think?
With 10.5, I have to go under because I see them right at 10 wins. Now, that's still a great season, but for USC standards, it may not be so great.
I'm going over. I see maybe lose at Oregon, and that's about it to me. Everything else looks like a win.
Well, I just think because they play at Ohio State early in the year and they're still breaking in a new quarterback, if that game was in November, I think USC would roll. But because they play at Ohio State early in the year, there's a chance they may drop that one. At Cal is a game to worry about. At Oregon is a game to worry about. And then Oregon State always slips in there and plays spoiler. So that's another game to watch out. I'm taking under 10.5 with Southern Cal. Lastly, Lane Kiffin, Tennessee Volunteers, over-under 7 wins.
You know, that's almost a push in my mind. I'm going to go under, but, boy, I'm hedging. I don't see him beating anybody any good. It's going to come down to the schedule at that point.
I agree. I think it could very well be a push, but I'll go over here.
I'm going to go over. I think they go 4-0 in the non-conference. They get revenge against UCLA. Then they go 4-4 in the SEC. So I think they go over at 8-4. All right, that's pretty much been our show for today. We'll have pro team totals for you next week, and we'll go into a little bit more our fantasy preview. It's been a fun show. You're listening to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. I'm Ron Jumper. Got my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, the freak, Joe Franklin. It's been a great show. Next week, we'll have even more lined up for you. So you should definitely tune in. You're listening to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com. It's been great, and we hope you enjoy it.